Good morning. I'm Steve Gilbert, along with Brandon Baldwin. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I want to thank you today for listening, and we hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about soccer today. Not so much about curling. Most important, the phone lines are open, so you can call in and ask any questions you have related to the heating, cooling in your home or business. You can call us at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-8354-8255. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
Good.
And thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. Peter's at the curling club in St. Thomas at some breakfast thing.
So is he?
He couldn't be here. And so just before we go on the air, you didn't hear, but Juan looked at me and said, "Are you good?" And I was thinking about saying no and getting a reaction, but yeah, I'm fine.
We should have.
Anyway, to continue the diatribe, we are the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in category of air conditioning and heating contractor. We have 772 people following us on Facebook. We're up 7, so we're trending in the right direction.
Yep.
There is some rebates still out there in the marketplace. So we have a $4,500 clean home initiative through Enbridge. And there's also the greener home rebate, which is $7,100 for a rebate for a heat pump, right?
Yep.
Next week, we're doing something. Is it next week? It is next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be one of the companies who help out on the London Business Care Food Drive. So December 2nd and 3rd, we're going to be at the South Farm Boy in Wellington Road.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be long days.
Yeah.
So we're there Saturday and Sunday.
And I think we're dressing up, too.
Are we?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Santa hats or something?
Okay. Yes, probably a Santa hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to get the memo on that.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
We also are on the Community Votes London. It's still going on. So, we would really appreciate a vote for that. So if you go to Community Votes London 2023 nominations, Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, you can just nominate us and we'd appreciate that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So it's been a busy week.
Yeah.
It's weather
been very
cold.
Busy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks nice out there when you look out the windows, but it's brisk.
Yeah, when you wake up and you go to your car and there's frost on your window, right? Then you know it's good.
Yeah.
So you're a technician.
I am.
You're a busy technician.
I have been, yep.
And you do, you don't just do residential, you do commercial work as well.
I do. I still have one more level of schooling to do. I've done my level 2 there. I was gone from work from September to October to do that at Mohawk and Hamilton, but got one to go. Been
one
doing
go.
It a while, but yeah, it'll be nice to get the schooling out of the way.
Completed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so commercial work, like what is that? People understand their furnace and air conditioner inside their home,
mm-hmm.
but like, we're at our office. Where's our furnace and air conditioner?
Sits outside on the roof.
On the roof.
In the rain. And it reminds us of that too, right? Because even as people that maintain it and look at it and repair it, seems to be annually.
Right.
You know, they do cause issues and need to be inspected, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, and it's, you think how convenient it is just to change your filter on your own stuff. Because you just go down to your basement and you switch your filter out.
Yep.
On a what we call a rooftop unit, it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Not every tenant or landlord is actually doing it themselves, or if they're supposed to do it themselves, it usually just doesn't get done until we're there for a problem.
Yeah. Not quite convenient. And, of course, like all heating and air conditioning equipment, it always breaks down when the weather's really nice, right?
Oh, for sure. It always happens in a snowstorm or that 35-degree day. You got no cooling, right?
Yes. Yeah, so then you're up on a ladder, up on a roof, and in you go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's getting to be that time of year, right? It's cold out. I was on a roof there the other day, and, I mean, it was only 1 degree out, but it feels like minus 10 when you're standing on the roof. And
the wind.
The wind blows through you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was on a roof yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Yes, I was got lucky enough to be called out to a job in the Elgin Mall in St. Thomas.
Yep.
But their roof access is really easy, so which is nice because other times, you know, getting on a roof isn't so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at the London Curling Club actually on Lyle Street there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Well, that's
to repair the
their unit heater.
Their old rooftop, yeah.
Oh, the rooftop unit. Yep. Oh, it's sitting above like the tall part.
Yeah, for the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Got it up and working.
Nice.
Little better than it was anyway, so hopefully limp it by a couple more years for
Yeah, so that those units are like heating and cooling combined, right? So there's they're two in one,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they come in all different shapes and sizes, right?
They do, yeah. I mean, just because you have a Lennox on there doesn't mean it needs to be replaced with a Lennox, right? You can get curb adapters and stuff to put a carrier on there if you choose to do so. But, yeah.
Yeah.
There's tons of manufacturers out there, which, you know, can be a good thing, can be a bad thing, right, for getting parts and stuff, which,
yeah.
Again, leads to why you should have maintenance done on it so we can prevent those things. And a lot of these commercial parts, too, for these units are order in, right? It's not
as readily accessible. Yeah, they don't necessarily have them at the supplier.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially depending on the age of them, because there's some old equipment on roofs, right? So
well, that curling club was a 1997, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, I mean.
Still ticking.
It's working.
Yeah. So, and really, the important thing on those, for safety-wise, is the heat exchangers in the wintertime, right?
Correct.
So they got to make sure that they're, just like your residential furnace at home, we have to make sure that they're safe to operate. So
yep.
If there's a crack in those heat exchangers, they can spill carbon monoxide into the building, which
yep.
is a bad thing. So
yeah, which happens more than I think people realize, right? Just, you know, they'll say their rooftop unit's only 10 years old and you know, it's actually 6 years old, let's say, and it's got a cracked heat exchanger, right? It's
right.
Just, again, lack of filter changes or you know, in the environment of being outside all the time. It just, yeah, they don't last as long as they probably should or could.
Yeah, the filter thing is just, like, it's really an important factor.
It is, for sure. Because, yeah, it's like trying to breathe with a mask on or, you know, putting your hand over your face, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're suffocating, you're overheating that furnace is the best way to compare it, right? Like,
yeah.
And when you start overheating a furnace or a rooftop unit, you're going to burn something out, whether it's a blower motor or a heat exchanger, right, from overheating. It's very it's just a furnace, but it's very detrimental that furnace or that rooftop filter isn't changed when it should have been.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so you can call in and ask any questions you want about related to the heating, cooling in your home or business. You can reach us at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Do you know who that was singing?
I do. Michael Bublé?
No. Oh, no, geez. It wasn't Michael. That's a good guess, though. No.
Oh, there you go. I didn't think I was going to guess it right.
Okay. So Peter has this contest that he lays on me every week. Every weekend, it's about... You got to guess the theme.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Sound pretty Christmassy.
It is Christmassy. That's right. It is Christmassy, but you need a little more information.
Yep.
So once you figure out who's singing, you'll put it all together.
Okay.
All right. So we're back. We have a function tonight.
We do.
Yeah.
Little Christmas party.
We're having a Christmas party.
Yeah.
That's right. The Peter Inch & Associates are having a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we going?
The RBC place.
RBC place. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like they have, we're going to be, it's like a corporate business Christmas. So there'll be other companies there as well having their Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
I've never even heard of it before, to be honest with you.
Yeah, either did I until
cool
Peter
idea.
Peter heard about it. And I mean, it'll be a great time for us. So,
mm-hmm.
Holly's coming, your wife?
She is, yeah. She went shopping last night, and she came home with this gingerbread and candy cane and T-shirt, dress shirt. And she's like, you're going to wear this tomorrow. I'm like, I don't know if I got the confidence to wear that bright red and gingerbread man and candy cane shirt.
But nice.
We'll see.
Nice. We have a caller, so we're going to just go to the phones.
Yep.
Got Mario on the line. Good morning. How you doing, Mario?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. Good.
Yeah, I had a question about the ACs. How important it is to cover the AC for wintertime?
I'll let Brandon answer that.
Yeah, you definitely want to cover it and protect that motor, keep the snow out of the unit, keep the leaves out of the unit. Really, you know, once you're done using your air conditioner, whenever that time is, probably should have been maybe a couple weeks ago, but just to cover it, keep all the leaves out of it, right? And then just, again, when we start getting the snow that was flying around yesterday, just keeps the ice and everything off of the unit itself.
Mm-hmm. So do you have them for sale or...
Yes, what we do, we just need the make and the model number, Mario, and if you get those, there would be a sticker on the side of that air conditioner outside someplace. If you just write down that information and call our office, we can order them for you.
Okay, the actual reason I'm calling is because you guys installed an AC and a furnace for me.
Cool.
And I was promised by your consultant that they are going to give me a cover. This was back in September 24, and I still don't have it.
Oh, so well, do you know what?
If you have it for sale, I can't see why I didn't have it yet.
Well, no, if he promised you a cover, then we'll make sure that you get that cover. So if you give us a call on Monday, then I'll make sure that we get that cover. We'll find out where it is, and if it's... we'll get it ordered for you. Sometimes there's a delay on them, but it shouldn't take this long. You should have had it by now.
That's so, what I figured.
Yes.
Right now I have a piece of plastic on and it doesn't cover it very well.
No, not very well. But if
so
you give us
what the number?
At our office?
Yes.
You can call me personally on my cell phone. So you can call me at 226
226
927
927
1290 1290.
1290. Yep. All right.
And I'm Steve. Just call me, Mario, and I'll look into that, and I'll make sure you get your cover.
Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
There you go.
Sometimes things fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, typically we put those covers in between the furnace and the return airdrop. So
yep.
Sometimes customers don't know that they're there.
Yep.
But it sounds like, you know, I'll find it and I'll get it to them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Pretty brave of you giving your cell phone out to everybody.
Do you know, I'm okay. I people can call me. I'm fine with that. It's okay. Yeah. I have no worries. So you have a candy cane shirt you're wearing tonight?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
That's what she says, but maybe.
I don't know.
We'll see how it looks.
Juan, if your wife bought a shirt for you for a Christmas party, you would not, you'd wear it, right?
Wife has to be always happy.
Yeah.
So she's European, so I have to do what she says. If she says something, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. As I told Josh, obviously one of the partners from work, I told him, I'm like, so Amy, like his girlfriend, if she can convince him to wear it, then I will wear it. So we might wear the same shirt. We'll see.
It's like twins.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So that'll be photo worthy, right?
Exactly.
That'll go on the Facebook page.
I don't know.
We'll I'll just give you an advice. Just say yes, and then remember this for like when you need to do something special. Then you'll be like, oh, remember that time that I wore that shirt?
That's true.
Yeah, that's, yeah, very smart.
Yeah. You do it.
How long have you been married, Juan?
This year is going to be 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You're still honeymooning then.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Every couple has fights, right? But we're good.
Yeah. That's just relationships in
that's
general.
It is,
don't
right.
ask me because I have a bad track. But anyway. All right. Moving along. Earlier, you said, I mentioned something about talking about soccer and you jumped in on hockey.
Yeah. So some people don't know this, but I'm a Detroit Red Wings fan, not a Leafs
what?
Fan. A Detroit Red Wings.
Is there
Wings
something
fan.
Wrong with his mic? Is it can...
Well, I think if the wife is listening, you should make him wear shirts every day.
I think she is listening, so
okay.
Don't say that again, Juan.
So Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. And they played Luke's team, Luke Betancourt's.
Which is the Boston Red or Boston, yeah, Boston yeah. Bruins, yeah.
And they Detroit seems to be the only team that can beat Boston this year, and they beat him twice now. And
are you saying you don't think Toronto can beat Boston?
I don't think they have. I'm not saying they can't, but they might not.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, so no, things are good. We're actually tied for points with Toronto, sitting in a wild card spot. So wow. No, life is good.
look at you. Yeah. Wow, we got to keep an eye on that, are we?
It's been 7 years since I've been able to talk about the Red Wings playing hockey, so it's good.
So it's finally coming back. Okay. It's good.
Awesome. What about you and curling? You've been curling 4 days a week or
three? I curl 3 nights a week. I curl Monday on one team at the Highland, and then I play on another team in St. Thomas on Tuesday, and another team in St. Thomas on Thursday. So three different teams, three different nights.
Yep. Yeah. And how'd you make out this week?
This week I won two, lost one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, we're above. I mean, as a whole, I'm above 50% for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, it's pretty exhausting though after the third game. I'm thinking, why did I sign up for three nights? Anyway, just this year. I'll tame it down next year again, just down to two. But
mm-hmm.
And I don't ever get to play Peter.
Oh no.
No.
Is that because he's a league above you or?
Just a different league.
Oh, okay.
I won't specify. Yeah. Where. Just a different league.
Okay. Phone might be ringing here in a second with him calling in.
Yes, but I mean, it's been a great sport. And speaking of that, I was supposed to say something about curling. Where is that? Let me find that. Oh yes, here I am, not doing what I'm supposed to do. But the there's a curling thing going on, which I'm. Here we are. Mixed doubles curling action returns to Ilderton for the fifth annual mixed doubles spiel, November 24, 26, so this weekend. As the host of this event on the World Curling Tour, we are excited to announce that 32 mixed doubles teams, including international teams from China and the United States and all across Ontario, will be battling out on the ice. There's prize money and highly sought-after points on the Canadian and World Curling Mixed Double rankings are on the line. Due to resounding interest this year, the event has expanded field of teams and is being hosted at both the Ilderton Curling Club and the St. Mary's Curling Clubs. So if you want to see that list of teams, there's a website, www.curlingzone.com. So round robin games will commence Friday evening in both Ilderton and St. Mary's and will continue throughout the day on Saturday, followed by playoffs on Sunday at Ilderton. So encourage all spectators to come watch over the weekend. So go to the Ilderton Curling Club. You can watch games, mm-hmm. Or you can go to St. Mary's, go to that club, watch some games, and let's show our visitors what a welcoming and supportive club Ilderton is. Admission is free.
Cool.
So you can go to the Ilderton Curling Club, which is right beside the arena at the community center at the west end of Ilderton on the main Ilderton Road.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there. The curling club's on the right. And walk in the door, go upstairs, and you can watch some curling.
Fun.
And St. Mary's is just on the way into St. Mary's right after the quarry where the swimming thing is. There's a center there.
Yep.
And that's the St. Mary's Curling Club.
Cool.
So both have lots of seating arrangements for you, so there's lots of opportunity to see. And mixed doubles is kind of interesting because it's a shorter, faster game, only mm-hmm. obviously just two people on the ice. It's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. I've never watched mixed doubles.
It's very quick.
Yeah.
And really, it's everybody's playing to the center. It's a very fascinating game. Hmm. It really is quite good. So
yeah.
And then. These are all if teams coming from China in the United States. That's pretty cool. So
it is cool.
It'll be the curling will be excellent. So we'll just do that little plug for Ilderton and St. Mary's for the mixed doubles. That's awesome. Okay, where am I? I am just shuffling papers. Juan, shuffling papers. What? Time. Got it. So. I'm getting the nod. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Old man playing Santa Claus, blew in a town with old Jack Frost. Now he's
handing out candy canes. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so please give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. If even to help Brandon figure out who's singing so that he can guess what the theme is of the song. Do you know who that was?
I think so, but I want to ask you first.
You can't ask me. You can
I gave you the answer the last time.
So give me another answer.
You don't know who it is either.
Though, I do. Right? Absolutely, I know who it is.
Okay. I think it's Darius Rucker.
It is Darius Rucker. Oh. There you go.
A little bit of country in me, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. So then the theme would be?
I don't know. I don't think that last guy, the first song, I don't think it was country, though. So
doesn't matter. It was Darius Rucker.
Oh, was it? Oh, jeez. Well, there you go.
So it's in that Christmas song. Songs by Darius Rucker.
Okay.
That's the theme. Wow. Yes.
Okay. Not bad. Two songs.
Right?
Yeah.
You do a whole lot better than I do.
Yeah.
Wow. So, field technician out on the road, what is your least favorite thing you have to do as a technician?
Least favorite thing, with no time to think about it. I don't know.
Mine's paperwork because I'm a sales guy,
Yeah. I mean, when you're busy and you got to do the paperwork and everything.
Yes.
I would say that my least favorite thing to do is, as a certificate holder of a gas license, we are basically doing the inspections for furnaces, ACs, gas lines. As we hold that ticket, we need to inspect everything, right? So infracting things, I would say, is my least favorite thing to do. So
if you're turning a furnace off for somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, downside, I mean, you have to do it, number one.
Yep.
But it's never a nice thing to do when you're turning someone's furnace off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the initial, you know, worry of, oh, shoot, they're not going to like this conversation of, and I actually just had one last night where it was a plastic ABS venting that was used on the water heater, which is up to code as long as it's free of defects, but it was actually cracked at the fitting right on the top of the tank. So I actually had to unplug it, shut the gas off, and unfortunately she had no hot water, but again, my least favorite thing to do, but people usually do take it very well. Again, it's for their safety, right?
Right, as you explained it, because on that particular thing, that the reason you're turning it off is because the potential to produce carbon monoxide.
Correct, right. Yeah. Like, it was hanging on right at the first 90-degree elbow. It was hanging on by maybe an inch and a half of the circumference of the fitting. So.
Right, and you were getting CO readings in the house?
I did have a little bit, yep. Coming out of that.
She was burning lots of candles and stuff.
There was candles. She also had no heat, which she had her stove going as well.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand the danger of that. Like, if you don't have heat and it's a gas stove, I take it.
Correct, yeah.
So you turn your gas burners on. I mean, that's a really bad, bad thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Especially, on the top, you know, where you're cooking on the stovetop.
Yes.
Like, the oven is one thing, but at the same time, you know, it's an unvented appliance. So you should be really running an exhaust fan whenever you're using a gas stove, right?
I mean, it's in the code, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a process, though, Brandon, right? So when you're infracting something, you just don't write an infraction, turn off the appliance. Like, someone has to be notified, correct?
Yep. In this case, it was EPCOR, which is used to be formerly known as NRG out of Elmer.
Okay.
So it's just fill out the paperwork and then send them an email. They receive that. And then as the customer, the homeowner, they are responsible to get somebody to fix it. Could have been me, could have been whoever. And there's a little section on the bottom of that infraction form that would get filled out and sent back, has to be done by a licensed person.
Right.
That would be sent back to EPCOR or Enbridge.
Saying that everything's safe
exactly,
now.
And that gets cleared off the address and file, and life is good and back to normal and everything's safe.
Now, if you decide to ignore that and just turn your appliance back on unsafely, what happens?
Well, I mean, that's it's hard to say, right? I mean, they've now taken that unsafe condition, and where I've made it safe by unplugging it and shut it off, they've now basically said that doesn't matter to me, and who knows, right? Like, if that venting decides to crack off completely, now it's exhausting everything inside instead of going outside like it should have been. And as a gas technician, we can only do our best to make it safe, but if they go out of their way to disregard that, there's liability consequences for them too.
So you have to, they have to sign that order to say that they understand that they're
correct.
In an unsafe situation. You've taken pictures and documented, and all that's uploaded on our system.
Yep. And you know, a lot of people are like, and she had said like, well, you know, you're here for the furnace, but the water heater was sitting right beside the furnace, right? So of course it's in our scope of our license to.
Yeah, you can't ignore it. If
correct.
You see an unsafe yep. condition, you have to report it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, as I understand the gas code, mm-hmm. the last person in the house is responsible. So when you're in there, if you have to really have visual on everything that you see.
Yeah, anything in your line of sight, you need to be inspecting and making sure it's safe and up to code and working the way it should be.
Right, because that's a common thing. Like when you're in there for a particular appliance, like as you said, you're there for the furnace, and then mm-hmm. you look and you see the water heater in an unsafe condition.
Yep.
I mean, that's what customers say. Well, you're not here for the water heater.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I know to look at that kind of stuff, right? Because I've probably, you know, been doing it a while. So, you know, probably seen a couple hundred of those where it's been cracked.
Or a couple thousand.
Yeah. And I've probably seen, you know, at least 20 where it's actually, you know, at least 10 where it's cracked off completely and it's been exhausting in the house.
Oh, my.
Right. And the CO alarms either went off or I'm just catching it on the inspection, so who knows when or how long it's been exhausting in the house for.
Right.
So,
wow.
Again, which is why we say, you know, people ask you how long, or, you know, how often a furnace maintenance should be checked. And we say annually, right? Because
right.
we're not just there looking at the furnace. We're making sure that, you know, everything we can see in our line of sight is safe for
safe.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Those two types of tag, A tag, immediate hazard.
Yep.
B tag, potential hazard.
Yep.
One is you turn the fuel off right to it immediately, which is what you did for the water heater.
Yep.
So it's an immediate hazard.
Yep.
B tag is something needs to be fixed or it's going to become an immediate hazard.
Correct. Yeah. Or it's just not installed properly or, you know, it's not an immediate hazard that it's not up to code, but we can spend some time or they have some time to fix it.
Right.
And
so 42 days on a B tag?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's all explained to the customer and
yep.
they understand what they
yep.
have to
There's
do.
Actually a little form that they get that explains an A tag and a B tag. I'll usually just circle it. Which one applies
yep.
to them. Yep.
Okay, cool. Now that's not just residential. That's commercial as well.
That's correct, yeah.
So that's anything that is running on either natural gas or propane or...
Yep.
I'm sure oil has the same sort of thing as well. Anything which is a fuel-burning appliance.
Right, yeah. Right. So I think it was last week we were changing an AC coil in a rooftop unit. Again, package unit has your heating and cooling. We were changing the AC coil in it, and to get the coil out and the new one in, you have to take the top right off the unit.
Right.
And while we do that, we're cleaning things, and we just inspected the heat exchanger, and there was about a 4-inch crack in
Oops.
The one, and there was 4 burners, 4-inch crack in the one burner, and the other one had about an inch crack in it. So that's similar to the water heater, right? You're shutting the gas off, you apply the tag because we can't just leave that running.
Right.
And, you know, potentially leaving and spilling carbon monoxide into the, it was a
into,
funeral home.
Into the business, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah.
That's good information, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to The Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new.
Welcome back to The Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. The phone lines are open, so please give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. I'm here with Brandon Baldwin. So now that you know it's Darius,
yep.
Yeah, you can really, yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually don't mind his singing. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's awesome, actually. Yeah. Cool.
Hard to believe, too, as of today, it's the 25th, so we got 1 month to Christmas.
Why did you do that?
I'm just saying. I can't believe it.
Wow. I mean, my daughter, Lexi, just put up the Christmas tree. So, Dad, you need to get the Christmas tree out of the basement.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, yes, it's currently being, it's up. yeah. lit, decorating it, making the house Christmassy.
Yep.
I've got to put the outside lights on, so I was thinking maybe doing that this afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you been by Peter's house?
No, but I seen it on Facebook there. He had a posting of it.
Yeah, if it's dark in that area, you just go to the brightest glow in Byron and you'll find Peter's house.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Can't miss it. Yeah, I'm sure the people, I mean, when I had to pick him up at 6 a.m. We were in Toronto at a climate care meeting this past week, and I roll up to his house at 10:02, and I turned the corner onto Byron, and I went, holy crap, look at that.
Yeah.
I know where he lives. I'm sure I'm sure when that baby turns on, the neighbors think, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's morning.
Yeah.
Now, what you don't know, Brandon, we Vanessa has a segment on this radio show. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, it's called Vanessa's Reminder of the Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, this is Vanessa, and you are about to listen to our Reminder of the Day.
All right. So Vanessa is very happy because she has her own little segment on this radio show. And So to all our listeners who want to know what Vanessa's reminder of the day is, now is the perfect time to schedule your annual inspection and maintenance check for any and all heating appliances that may be, you know, pressed into service this winter. Our service technicians are prompt, polite, and professionally trained to provide you with top-notch service for any make and model of heater, furnace, boiler, heat pump, fireplace, gas or radiant, or water heater.
Wow.
Right.
It's pretty good.
So thank you, Vanessa, for your reminder of the day. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And she's pretty pleased because she's got her own segment.
Yeah. I just want to know where my segment is.
Well, if you guarantee to write something every week for us.
No, she's doing a good job. I'm too busy.
She is very busy, right? Yeah. Yes. And just a shout out to Vanessa. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I asked you what your least favorite thing to do was.
Mm-hmm.
What's your most favorite thing to do?
I would say, you know, once I'll even go back to that infraction I had last night. She also, the original reason I was there was for a no heat. So when I got there was no way I could get it going without putting parts into it. So this was, I think, 10 to 5. I had quoted it out. I had 10 minutes before the wholesaler was going to close on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
Okay.
I had Peter on one phone just seeing if he could pick up the parts from the wholesaler so I don't have to pay an opening fee. And I got the wholesaler on the phone just trying to get the parts. So made it all happen. And I met Peter halfway and
That's awesome.
Got
Good.
The parts. And I was out of there, I don't know, 7:30. And she had heat and she was just thrilled, right? So, yeah, I would say just getting that furnace, AC, heat pump up and running, fixing that issue, and, you know, just people being happy that it's...
Yeah, you know, that, I mean, they don't have to go through another night, because she'd been, what, a couple nights without
heat?
Two
nights without heat, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's Friday, so...
Right.
Yeah, you're talking another 2 or 3 days if I wasn't...
Exactly, because, yes, but you brought up a good point there, Brandon. Mm-hmm. In some cases, suppliers will open for us,
yep.
right? But
yes.
That's hit and miss.
Yeah, and there's usually a fee chart, you know.
Right, there always is a fee.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, so if we need a part from, let's say, Lennox or Carrier or whoever, and, you know, we go to the supplier, there's a number we call, and but yet if they have it in the branch, they'll charge us to for them to go there and
right.
pick it up, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, the three you had mentioned, you know, there's some wholesalers out there that, you know, you can call them all you want on a Friday night or Saturday or Sunday, but they'll be in at 7:30 or 8
on
in
Monday.
The morning on Monday, right?
Yeah. So
there's only so much that we can do.
Right. Because, I mean, you can't stock all the service parts you need to fix a furnace.
Unfortunately, there's so many different parts out there, right?
And computer boards now too, right?
Yep.
So, and each furnace has its own computer board or each heat pump now. I mean, the heat pumps we're installing, they're quite complicated. Right?
Yep. Yeah, for sure, right? Like, you can't interchange those computer boards or, you know, the reversing valves or any of those parts. It's all, you know, specific to that model of
very specific
brand.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can only, like, we typically carry the stuff that is most often breaks.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's some, you know, 3 or 4 universal parts that, you know, I would say not all, but most furnaces will have that we have right on our truck to save that wholesaler opening fee or, you know, in the new install world, right? Like everything's, you know, just because you have a new car doesn't mean you're not going to have any issues, right? So Carrier is really good product, but if something were to happen, we have enough stock in our shop where we can probably go to the shop,
take apart
the part we need, and get them up and running again.
Yeah.
As soon as we can, right?
And all that, it's just the time thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And then we had talked about a little bit earlier, just again, the older the equipment is, usually the harder it can be to
find
source
a part.
Those parts. Yeah.
Yeah, because even manufacturers aren't keeping parts as long these days.
No.
I mean, the heating world is changing so quickly, especially with heat pumps now. I mean, it's hard for them to because it's changing and really moving forward. That it's all about space, right?
Yep.
People just don't carry that inventory for as long as they should.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, party tonight. That's going to be exciting. You're picking up Josh and
I'm picking up Amy. Josh and Amy. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And Holly's obviously going with me. So
right, in your candy cane shirt.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, no, I'm going to be disappointed if we don't see a candy cane shirt on you.
You got to talk to Josh because he'll have to wear one too. So
I'm going to shout that out for Josh though, right? Because he needs to wear a candy cane shirt.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he was. I talked to him yesterday, and he was talking about ugly Christmas sweater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to tell me to wear. And I was like, I don't know, Josh. Like, I think this is a little more, you know, business casual or fancier than that. But
I mean, more power to him. If he does wear that sweater, he'll be noticed. Yeah. Oh, we have another call. I'm just going to talk to Ed on the phone. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. Good to hear you as usual.
Thank you.
What's the normal life of a heat pump?
Oh, I'm going to refer that to Brandon, Ed.
Thank you.
So maintenance is huge. So Carrier will come with a 10-year part warranty. And when Peter Inch and Associates installs that heat pump, we actually extend it to 12 years parts and labor, so long as you have it maintained every year. So I would say about 15 years. I don't know what Steve's thoughts are on it.
Yeah, but about 15 years, Ed. I mean, it's equipment's only as good as how well you maintain it, just like your car. So, you know, you give it some TLC, it usually rewards you. Just you know, you change your oil in your car all the time and look after it. You know, it rewards you with a longer life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for the call, Ed.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He brings up a good point.
He does, yeah. I mean, and that 15 years, you know, could be 16 years, 17 years, right? There's no, it's like your car, right? Like, you just got to be prepared if it does quit on you. You know, do you want that or do you not want that, right?
Yes.
And then, yeah, just maintenance is huge.
And really, these days, I mean, when we find, let's say, even a 12-year-old furnace,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it still has some life left in it, but it could be faced with a $2,000 or $2,500 repair.
Yep. Right.
So at that point in time, do you think, is this the tip of the iceberg? So is this now, it's going to be a problematic furnace just because it's had this one breakdown that now maybe it's the computer board that goes, or maybe it's the venter motor that goes, or
right.
Sometimes it can just be a ripple effect. So
absolutely. Yeah.
You really have to be careful. And that's when you guys are put on the spot because the customers are going to ask you, so Brandon, would you put $2,000 into this furnace?
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, I hear it all the time, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I always quote it and give them that option. And usually my recommendation is, you know, are you comfortable if it fails again and putting more money into it, right?
Right.
Because, again, we have no crystal ball. We have no idea. Like, we can test everything and everything can be fine. But then, you know, that 15-year-old vent motor might start, you know, seizing up or making noise or... You know, things can happen quick, unfortunately, especially once you get past that 12-year mark, right? There's just no, you know, there's no 15-year, 16-year guarantee of when it'll actually last you.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, that's, you know, customers really rely on our technicians like you
yep.
And your advice because, you know, I look at a lot of furnaces, and some of them look immaculate and are beautiful, and some look like they've had a pretty tough life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's huge, right? Like, I mean, we can do the maintenance, we can do a combustion test, we can do amp draws, we can do all those tests and checks and at least give you an idea of, you know, will it make it another winter or not,
right?
And usually I would say we're right, but, you know, when you get up past that 12-year mark, we things can happen. Yeah. So it's just... how comfortable are you? You know, if you want it to be, you know, if you want to make it through the winter and last, then that's when you start talking replacement and being a little proactive. But
awesome. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you coming in here.
Glad to be
talking
here
with me, Brandon. But when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our other shows, go to the peterinch.ca website and hit our podcast button at the top of our homepage. And thanks again, Brandon, and we'll see you tonight. And remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.